We said there was a very choshev yid by the name of Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel. Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel was the mashkiach in Lakewood, Beis Medrash Gavoya. And aside for the work that he did in the yeshiva, he was also either instrumental, or better said, maybe spearheaded the movement of Kollel International, which was setting up Kollelim all over, particularly in America, Lakewood Kollelim. This idea that there's Lakewood Kollelim in many different places, that was really, I think it was his brainchild. And Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel worked very hard on orchestrating, working out, negotiating the finances, all the different details, making sure that all the different communities can have kollelim. When Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel passed away, he passed away on the same date as the Rabbi Aaron Cutler, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood and the Mashkiach of Lakewood. They both passed away. They have the same yahrzeit, Beis Kislev. So when they were masvid him, when they said about Rav Nosson, one of the accolades, one of the shvachim, they said, is that after he was working months on putting together a kollel, and you know, there's so much back and forth, and there's so much that has to happen. You have to choose the right yungalite, you have to make sure the money is right, they have housing, to speak to the rabbanim, and everything that goes into it. The minute he sealed the deal, the minute he closed, and he was finished, the first thing he did is, okay, what's the next project? What are we doing next? Sometimes a person reaches a certain plateau where he gets to a finish line, and usually you want to just like take a deep breath, maybe relax a little bit, take it easy. But the truth is that the best thing to do is to set your sights on the next project. So Rabbi Yisai, we all did something very, very special, and I'm very proud of it. And we all should be very proud of it. But the Maisa, now it's time for us to take another step and get another focus, because we got more to do. We got, Baruch Hashem, a lot of the Zman left, and there's a lot of accomplishments which we're going to, Beis Hashem, everyone still accomplish from the Zman. One of the things is we're learning over here together the Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim. We're in the Hakdama to Chovas HaTalmidim. If anyone wants a Sefer, we have a few. Aryeh, where's Aryeh? Aryeh, you got this form. If anyone wants, we're doing the Hakdama. We usually learn Pele Yoyitz afterwards. We're not going to do Pele Yoyitz tonight because there's Tanya Shir in my house, 10:45. Anyone wants to come is welcome to join us. We're over here in the new printing on page Yud. Ganan hu began Hashem. Baruch atah Adonai. What we were talking about is looking at young people differently, having a different perspective on them. Sometimes people think, he's a little kid, leave him alone, what do you want from him? But we were saying, no, you have to see that this child has a tremendous amount that's riding on him. We're expecting this child to be much more. I was talking about my neighbor, whose name is Pavarsky, who had his nephew, whose name was Soloveitchik. And when you deal with these types of people, you're thinking, wow, this is either the future Rosh Hashiva, Panovich, or Brisk. It's going to be one or the other, right? And you think of them differently. You look at them differently, and you don't want to, you know, chas v'shalom, person's going to have some type of influence on him, a bad influence. And then what might happen? You might you might cause that the future, you know, God will be Yisrael, is not going to be able to function properly. Look at yourself that way. Look at yourself as being someone important. Look at your kids as being someone special, of being the future of Klal Yisrael. And a person looks at himself that way, so then he has a whole different outlook, whole different expectation of himself. And I personally think that after what we did last night, a lot of people here look at themselves differently. I know that I look at you differently. Putting yourself in a whole different place. People that are not limited based on what else is going on in the street, what everyone else is doing, what else. And now you broke free. And there's no one that has to dictate what your behavior is going to be. So many people, they're on the conveyor belt of life. They're just life. They're just going downstream like all the other dead fish. And then there's people who know how to swim upstream. And what Rabbi Wallerstein did not mention is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, how do you know if a fish is kosher or not kosher? There's certain fishes that they look like they might have fins and scales. He says, if they swim upstream, they're kosher fish. So I can tell you, here, all kosher fish. Every single one. So look at yourself differently, my friends. Here we go. Gan, ganan hu began Hashem. A person is like a gardener in the gan of Hashem. And it's interesting, when we call kindergarten, it's called a garden. We call it, we send your kids to gan. They're in a garden. You're gardening them. What does that mean? He's a gardener. Le'avdo l'shamro. You have to work it. You have to watch it. You have to protect it. Va'af im yirabahem ne'arim asher lefi hakarosoi morei nefesh heim. Even if you have young kids, and the way they look to you right now, they're bitter. They're difficult people. They're argumentative. Umidos rois lahem. And they just have a bad character. Yeda shezeteva shel garine haneshamois uboiser hamalochim. You have to know that this is the nature of garine. A garin is like a little seed. It's a little pit. Uboiser hamalochim. And boiser is like a little grape. See those small grapes? If you pluck them from the vine too early, they taste bitter. But if you leave them on the vine, all those small grapes, they all become sweet. Morim heim bechanitasam. They're bitter when they're first coming out, their first bloom, the first blossom. Umeleim osim bigadlusam. But they become very juicy when they get bigger. That's the way it is. Every grape, teeny little grape, it's bitter. You wait until it gets bigger and it's so sweet. It's not a different grape. But the grape is really sweet, it just hasn't developed yet. Ein mida v'teva ra behechlit b'yelid Yisrael. An extremely important principle. There is no such thing as a mida v'teva ra, as a child that has a bad nature. Teva ra behechlit b'yelid Yisrael. There's no such thing as a shlechta kind. Yiddish, that means he's a bad kid. Hoireinu k'doyshe Yisrael moran ha-Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov has instructed us. V'talmidov acharov, and his students after him, zecher tzadikim levrocha. Rak shetzrichim lodas eich l'shamesh behem u'legadlam. You just have to know how to use them. You have to know how to maneuver them. You have to know how to finesse the situation. You have to know how to get them to develop their koiches. But to say this kid, there's no hope for him, so that is wrong. We understand there's no such thing as giving up on a child. And an idea which is very, very chaviv to me. As a matter of fact, if I could be nostalgic for a second, this is the very first shmooze I ever said in Yeshiva Aderes HaTorah. That's why it's part of why it's very chaviv. There's a concept in the Torah called a ben soyer umoyer. Who's that? That's a boy. He's just about 13 years old. And the kid is mamish off the rails totally. He's totally out of control. To the point where we're ready, basically, to give up on him. So what do? He gets killed as a little kid. Why? Better he should die now, when he's quote-unquote innocent, than later on, where he's going to do much worse damage. That's called a ben soyer umayra. But the fascinating thing is the Gemara says, ben soyer umayra lo haya v'lo yivra. There never was a ben soyer umayra. There's too many details that have to happen in order for us to... Never happened. Never in history. We have this entire parasha in the Torah called ben soyer umayra, and lo haya v'lo yivra, it never was and it never will be. So why do we have this parasha? So the Gemara says, "Joy shemakabel schar." Learn up the parasha. You get extra schar for learning up the parasha. Ki'ilu, like baba kama, baba metzia, baba basra. You know, b'chayrus erich. It's not. We don't have enough Torah. We need also to have one extra perek in Sanhedrin. Who learns perek ben soyer umayra, my friends? It's like we need that parasha. Joy shemakabel schar. What's this idea of having this parasha that never existed? And I think the pshat is The pasuk is coming to tell us something very important, and that is ben soirer umayra loy haya veloy nivra. It never happened. You will never find a kid at 13 years old that you could say, let's just give up on his life. Let's just cut our losses now. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a Jewish child who doesn't have a good nature. Maybe it's not coming out. Maybe right now he's still immature, and therefore it all seems to be rotten. But it's not rotten. It's just, it's not yet developed. It might be bitter. But with time, it becomes sweet. That's what the Baal Shem Tov tells us. I'll tell you, one of my children plays the flute. And the flute, what's the chokhmah of the flute? Different than other instruments. Like I assume, saxophone, guitar, drums, piano, all those things. It's just about knowing the rhythm of what to press when. With the flute, you have to know how to blow the flute. So I could sit there with her flute, and it just comes out sounding like it's like scratching on the board. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, you have to know how to blow the flute. And the whole chachma is to know how to blow it. And then it sounds so sweet. But it's not like it's a bad flute just because I don't know how to blow the flute. So we have Yiddish kinder, and we just don't know how to deal with them. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with these kids. Limashal, im yesh lefanov talmid b'midas akshanis. You have a talmid in front of you, and he's got midas akshanis, means he's very stubborn. Shehira, that's bad. Dealing with a kid when he's stubborn is very, very bad. I have a nephew who was, he was like epically stubborn. So one time his teacher put him into the corner in school. No problem. He sat in the corner. They're like, when you're ready to behave, you can come out. He's cool with that. He's in the corner and he's sitting there the entire day. Day's over. Everyone's going home. He's going to stay in the corner. He's like, I'm good. They're like, no, you have to leave now. I'm good. I'll stay here. This is like, and the entire school is waiting for this kid. I'm staying here. He's like fighting with them. What did he do? He turned everything on now. They're begging him, please, we need you to go home. Everyone's waiting on the bus. We got to get you out of here. And he's like, I'm staying in the corner, you said, until I'm ready to come out. I'm not coming out. You know, this is like epic stubborn child. That's difficult, extremely difficult to deal with. So you have this kid. V'soivol ha-melamed mimenu harbe, and the teacher is suffering from him a lot. It's very difficult to have this type of child. Yisboinen, let him reflect. V'hoya kasher yigdal v'yikabel ol toira v'avoydes Hashem. When he gets older and he decides enough games, he decides now it's time for me to focus on doing avoydes Hashem. How stubborn he's going to be when he's sitting there and he's like, I don't get the taste of this. We're going to do it again. Come on, we tried it so many times. Can we take a break? No breaks. We're doing it again. And it's like he's stubborn in making sure that he's going to daven well. He's going to learn well. He's going to be perfect in his avodas Hashem. B'mesiris nefesh. He's going to give himself over to it. Loikal v'lo hafchof. Yeah, Ish Yisrael. He's not going to be like an easy person. Easy come, easy go. He's not going to be the type of person that changes his mind every other day. You have to stand things up like a wall. It should be like the wall of a fortress that nothing penetrates. That's your Avodas Hashem. I'll tell you a vort from Avrom Weinfeld. Avrom Weinfeld wrote the sefer Chachmei Lev. Lev Avrom. Chuvas Lev Avrom. He asks a very compelling question. It's not the current parsha, but a question I think in the ideas, and you might have heard it from me in the past, which is as follows. Avram Avinu is making a revolution in the world. He's making Balei Tshuva like mamish, like a factory. As if like someone gave him $1 billion and he had awesome maps all across the world, right? He's just every 5 minutes another Baal Tshuva. He's banging them out, Baal Tshuva, left and right. Nefesh asher asu b'charon. There's lots of Baal Tshuva. He's being mekarev the anoshim. His wife is being mekarev the nashim. They're mamish power couple doing everything. Now it's time for his son to get married. So he tells Eliezer, I'm trusting you with this job. Get a child from it, but not from here. No. I don't want anyone from here. No one from here is good for my son. I want you to go back to where I grew up. Remember all the stories I told you about, you know, back there? I want you to go back to, you know, Ur-Kasdan. Find me a nice Jewish, well, she's not Jewish, but find me a nice girl from over there. It's like, really? Like, let's get this straight. He's got all these Bali Tshuva hanging around over here. Over there, they tried throwing him in a furnace because they got upset because he wasn't Oyved Avodah Zarah. Why does Avram Avinu want to bring a daughter-in-law, Dafka, from back where he grew up? What's wrong with the people over here? All these nice Bali Tshuva, long Shmonesres, you know, everything, this saying brachas with Kavana. This is great. Says Rabbi Avraham Weinfeld as follows. We're very happy to have Bali Tshuva. It's wonderful. But these people, it was so easy. I mean, this is all I got to do. Is like they said, oh, thank you so much for the food. Just don't thank me, thank Hashem. Hashem, who's Hashem? Hashem. Okay, great. Yarmulke on, Bali Tshuva, good to go. Finished. Next. Is the day. Would you like some food? Sure. All you need is to give them a little breakfast. Tell them to thank Hashem. And he said, these are people that I don't see enough strength of character. I don't see enough conviction. You know where I saw conviction? Where they threw me into a furnace because they believed. They made a mistake, but they believed. And then I came out unscathed and they didn't even stop believing. They have so much conviction. So if I could take one of those people, one of those stubborn people, and channel them towards Avodas Hashem and bring them over here, because to be a Yid, it's not easy. And I need someone who's going to be able to weather all the challenges. So that's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about taking someone who's stubborn, and you say, wow, it's terrible. It's terrible, it's great. It's great if you know how to channel it. The im yira Talmud b'midas hakas. And if you see a Talmud who has, he's angry by nature. Hey nemes, sheba'ifin zeh. It's true that right now, the way this child is using his kas, the way he's venting his anger, rohi ad ma'oid, it's terrible. Can we now label him? Can we now decide about him? This person is a disease. This person is a problem. This person is will never do anything good in his life. Can we do that? Namach. He's low, he's bad, naturally. That's who he is. Can't say that. Would we not laugh at the fool? Sheshoma es tehilas ha-esrug. He heard about the wonders, the praises of an esrug. V'chotaf lechol zeragaren, and he picked one off of the tree. Or something that's not yet ripe. V'yitzak, he'll cry. V'yoyol, complain a love. Leimar pri mar v'arsi hua esrik. It's a bitter, toxic fruit. A fool, because it's not that it's not toxic. It's just not ripe yet. V'im yecholim l'shar meirosh. Do we have the ability to be mishar, to evaluate? Can we figure out the good that's going to come from kas? Someone that has kas. What good can come from kas? Well, let me tell you. When you're able to get down, to dig down inside of him. And you can draw him close. V'yaliv es liboy, and you can then light a fire in his heart. V'nafsho shiyem mesurim l'Hashem, that he should be faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give himself over to Avodas Hashem. La'esh shel malo yahafech kasoy. His anger will become a fire, a holy fire. Kol ma'isa avoida, asher yase, everything he does. Kigach le'esh yislahavu. Everything he does will be like burning fire, like coals. V'chol dibur v'asher yedaber la'Hashem. And everything that comes out of his mouth will come up with so much passion. It'll come out with so much feeling, because that's coming from this burning inside of him. The Pirush of the Baal HaTanya. This, that when a person gets angry, so when you get angry, there's like a fire inside of you. You get all fired up. It all comes from a person that's naturally hot. He gets worked up about things. Any person that has that type of nature, that type of person can get much more passionate about his avodas Hashem. There's people that nothing bothers them. Nothing excites them. So, in general, they're just very even-keeled. And then there's people that are very excitable. And sometimes they get very excited, and they can, it could get to the point where it could cause conflict with other people. But if they learn how to channel that, just listening to them speak, just listening to them daven can be inspiring. I have an uncle. His name is Rabbi Avram Shor. I don't know if any of you ever met Rabbi Avram Shor, but Rabbi Avram Shor definitely would have anger management problems if he wasn't good at channeling his feelings. He's a fire of a person. I don't know if you ever spoke to him. What a fire. One time he came to speak in yeshiva, one of the bachim said, I couldn't come. I couldn't look in his eyes. There's like fire. He's got these eyes that he just like stares you down. And anytime just listening to him daven. And he's not an eloquent speaker. He doesn't have a good command of the English language. But the words come out of his mouth. They're so passionate. He's got so much passion. And he's so much feeling that it's just listening to him is amazing. Just listening to him talk. And a person that can channel that emotion towards Avodas Hashem, the toyelis you can have is amazing. It's just a question of channeling. So we can't look at someone and say that this is bad. And for sure, if a person like this finds inside of himself, is a shemetz v'kesem, he finds something wrong with himself, a blemish, or he finds something that's dirt. Kamakas v'chema yismala, how angry he's, how much he's going to be full with anger. At who? As yitzra hatoiv yargis, he's going to get his own yitzra toiv worked up. He's going to throw out and eradicate anything that he sees wrong in himself. So if he can take all of that fire and he could then focus it and direct it to his own avodas Hashem, do you know how powerful? Do you know how impressive, how much growth is going to be? V'im ezuloso yiyaser v'anumichius asher panav yoychiach lo yizalzav aleichorech rak diburim pshutim yedaber. And if he has to speak to someone else, he won't be mezalzel him. Just simple words will come out of his mouth. Avadvorim asher kiyoyro koilachas yurtechu ukeish zoyef mikirba yishtefu. These words are going to come out of him. They're going to be mamish, like there's like arrows and like this stormy sea that's coming out. Mikirba yishtefu. V'gam enishma zulasoi kolchole v'kesin yimasu v'yeakru. Everything will just be uprooted. A person can, you speak to them, and these type of people can be so inspiring. So all this is a question of just channeling your energy. It's just channeling your energy. Chassam Sofer says something wonderful. He says, Lo Sed Lovoi, all of the stadiums, the Gemara, Chazal say, Gemara says, all the stadiums are going to be filled with people learning Torah. So, the Chassam Sofer has a question. What? We can't build enough yeshiva? We need to use stadiums? We'll build another yeshiva. You know, why do you have to fill? Or we could use a warehouse. Vosepis, we have to go to the stadiums. We have to go into the stadiums to learn. What does it mean? So, the Chassam Sofer, the pshat is that all the enthusiasm and the geschmack and all the excitement that people have that when they go to the stadiums, all that is going to be channeled towards Torah. That's what it means. When you can channel your energy, we're not saying, you know what, we want you to become a bump on the log. Just become become a person that, you know, doesn't get excited about anything and doesn't care about anything. No. Keep all that energy. Just channel it. That's all it takes. Ve'al zeh yidve libeinu, this is maaseh sara yisrael sheinu. Rabbosai, our hearts go faint, and our hair stands up, because we're frightened. Biroiseinu es hador atzoyer, if we look around at the younger generation, ech yotze niskaper unispaker, we're losing them in droves. They're going out, they're becoming koifrim. They're becoming people that don't care anymore about Hashem. Rachmana litzlon. Ein boi lo yemuna, lo yira ve lo taira. The younger generation, they have no faith. They have no fear. And they have no taira. They have no, they have no depth. There's nothing in them. Soinim heim es Hashem. They hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ves Yisrael Avodov. And they hate HaKadosh, the people that are, you know, serving Hashem. They hate them too. Minalei v'roshi yeshivois hanimtzoim b'roisham. Now he starts laying some heavy criticism. The minalim, the principals, the roshi yeshivas that are at the head of the schools, v'rubam b'soich yeshivas eim v'talmideim, and most of them are in their yeshivas with their talmidim. Rak b'churei chemed negen ineihem, all they see is such precious, beautiful talmidim in front of them, and they say, ah, look at this, Klal Yisrael, beautiful, amazing, phenomenal, look at all these b'churim. Misnachamim leimor, they console themselves and they say, hein emes sheish atahar b'chofshim, it's true there's a lot of people walking the streets. Avoloi Alman Yisrael, but we have not been left alone. We still have Gam Bnei Tzion Hametzuyonim Ba'alochem Hashem Levavoy. Look at all these beautiful Talmidei Chachomim. Look at all these people learning in yeshiva. They're Metzuyonim Ba'alocha. They're Im Hashem Levavoy. They're dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtzoyim. Avo. Says the Piyasetz Nereva. Yoshitu Na'el Es Roshem. I just asked them, please. Just stick your head out of the yeshiva for a few minutes. Chutz mi arba amas shiv yeshiva seim. Why don't you stick your head out of the yeshiva for a little bit? V'yiru na es ha-hamoin ha-godol ha-chofshim rachmano etzlan. Look at the masses of people that are totally not affiliated and disconnected. Tzur nismale mi-churbono shel Yerushalayim. They're filled with the terrible destruction and churban of Yerushalayim, which is all these people. I was talking recently to one of the most influential people in Achinuch today. He's someone who speaks at Torah Masorah Convention, Aguda Convention, Agudi Archikala, you know, all these things. He's a big ticket name. He said to me, I was walking the streets of Coney Island and I was like, there are so many people that are doing nothing with their lives. Bachrim. That are just nothing. Zero. No connection. They're not involved. I was shocked, he told me. And this is what the Rebbe is saying. Like, take a walk on the street and see what's going on out there. It's a disaster. And we're in the yeshivas. I'm like, wow, look at this yeshiva. Packed yeshiva. Beautiful, amazing, great. It's not my problem. Whose problem is it? There are batei medrash that used to be filled with people learning Torah, and they're empty. And the reality, and maybe we shouldn't be saying this publicly, is that Mir Yeshiva's numbers are down. Lakewood Yeshiva's numbers are down. That's basically a litmus test of what's going on in the world. The numbers are down. People from Lakewood might not know that, but It's a well kept secret. The numbers are down. We're losing people. Tachtom nismalu agudois v'chaburois asher matar asam kfira u'ma'usa shel teira. Instead of you have the chaburis that are in the yeshivas, so they're just parts of their WhatsApp group or their other social, you know, medias, blogs that they can just espouse all of their krumkeit and their apikarsis. Rachmana litzlan. Af balei ha-melocha v'asoicher m'asher lefanim. Af im lo'hai ulam de teira. Also, look at balabatim. Back in the day, you had balabatim. Even if they, once upon a time, even if they weren't people that were loyim deitorim mekomokum yehudim ne'amonim hayu, but they were still genuine, authentic. They were honest yidden. Ve'achshav kibnei hanoyar kafru nodu v'noflu l'ber shachas. It happens, by the way. It's a phenomenon that's happening now more and more. Is middle-aged people married with children are going off the derech. It's like, to me, it boggles the mind. I never heard of such a thing. Just regular people, regular, you know, part of the fold. And they're just, that's it. They're just dropping it. Some of them with their families, some of them without their families. But it's a disaster out there. Rachman al Islam. Ve'im nistapek b'koymet zatalminim asher b'yeshivaseinu b'lvad. Are we going to be happy with just the handful that we have in the yeshiva? Is this all of Klal Yisrael right here? Is that it? Do you know the percentage of people in Klal Yisrael that are actually have a yeshiva education? The percentages are very low. The percentage of people that identify with Torah, it's frightening. Someone once gave me a description of what it means to be a machanach. He said, if you're in business, you have to be successful, I don't know the numbers, but let's say 60% of the time, or 70% of the time, and you could be a good businessman. 80% of the time, you're for sure a good businessman. 80% of your deals go well, so then you're talking about, you know, the other 20%, kacha kacha, maybe I'll lose a little bit of money, but 80% of your deals go well, you're going to be a successful, wealthy businessman. If you're a mechanech, and you are 99% successful, you're a failure. What happened to that other kid? What about him? He's someone's child. He's supposed to be someone's spouse. What about that kid? You're a failure. So we cannot afford even one child that's not doing well. Never mind if we have the numbers that are of people who are disenchanted, disenfranchised, they're not interested, don't want to have anything to do with it, and they have issues. So how do we deal with that? How do we allow ourselves to sleep? It was a time when there was an issue with the salaries of the girls, the teachers in the girls' schools. So Reb Shach was alive. So Reb Shach called the person who's in charge. You know, there's someone who oversees all the Chinuch Atzmai schools at 3:30 in the morning. And he said, "Did I wake you?" He said, "Yes." He said, "How can you sleep knowing that these girls are not in school? How can you? You're sleeping? How could you sleep? You can't allow this to happen. So how are we sleeping over here with knowing that there are people who their whole lives are falling apart in front of us? They're crumbling. So we have to do something about it." That's what the Rebbe is calling, is saying. We have to realize we have to make a revolution in Chinuch. There was a Jew, a Yid, by the name of Janis Korczak. Fascinating person. I met him first on our Europe trip, actually. We went to Warsaw. You walk into Warsaw, and on the right in the cemetery, there's this huge statue. And I was like very disturbed. Statue in a cemetery. Well, who is this guy? Janis Korczak. Never heard of him before. Until I found out a little bit about him, and he actually became one of my heroes. His real name is Henrik Goldschmidt. And I could tell you a lot about him, but I just will get down to the point. He was a machanach. He was a person who, I mean, he wasn't religious, maybe until the last few days of his life. Hanoch Teller, who's a historian, guarantees me that he became frum before he passed away. Guaranteed. But he didn't know nothing about religion. He didn't even know he was Jewish when he was born. He didn't know he was Jewish. And what happened was, his cat died. So he wanted to bury his cat. So he went out to the local cemetery to bury his cat. And one of the kids said, no, Jewish cats are not allowed to be buried here. So he went back to his parents and said, we're Jewish? He said, yeah, well, you're Jewish. He didn't know he was Jewish. His neighbors knew he was Jewish. He didn't even know he was Jewish. But eventually, Janusz Korczak, he found out he was Jewish. He had orphanages. And he's quite a hero, especially by the secular. They're very into Janusz Korczak because they don't have many heroes like Janusz Korczak. He had two orphanages, one which was a Jewish orphanage, and he had a Goyish orphanage. And when the rise of the Nazi regime, so they stripped him from his Goyish orphanage because a Jew can't be in charge of Goyim. He had his Jewish orphanage. And the end of the story is that because he was famous, he was very, very famous. He was a radio personality. He was called the Good Doctor on the radio. And whatever, the Good Doctor was like the most popular show of the entire week. So he was so famous that there were people that wanted that he should. So the Nazis offered him that they would allow him to leave the country without, having to go to a concentration camp. They said, I'll go if you let my kids go. He never married, didn't have his own kids, just the orphanage. They said, no, you go, you have to leave the kids here. He said, I go with the kids. He ended up in Treblinka, and that's his final resting place. But he's a hero. Shem Yinakim Damav. One of the things he said is, if you want to make a revolution in the world, you have to revolutionize education. You want to make a difference in the world, you have to make a difference in education. So what the Rebbe is saying over here is this: we got a problem. We got a serious issue on our hands. How are we going to learn how to talk to the young generation in a way that they're going to understand us? That we're going to be able to get out of them, and don't say that they're rotten or there's no hope for them. We got to figure out how to talk their language in order to get them to where they have to be. We'll continue with that, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully.
Throw it the fan. Thank you.
Julie Snyder has my pencil. Okay.